Number 9853, CMF Bayside LLC, south of Route 54, west of Americana Parkway, within Americana Bayside Development. A variance from maximum square footage requirement for a ground sign.
Excuse me. State your full name and address.
James H. Willen Jr., James H. Willen Jr., 206 West Main Street, Salisbury, Maryland, 21801.
Douglas Richard Brown, 6 Wigan Court, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Gentlemen, I have some pictures to send down to you here. Take a look at.
I've actually got some new ones. Would it be okay to?
Well, fine. That's fine. Same thing, are they?
Same thing.
Okay.
This is the picture I'm handing out now is standing Route 54 looking southern on Parkway. We'll start with this. Gentlemen, thank you for your flexibility this evening. And in the letter that I wrote accompanying the original variance application, basically what my client is finding is that in order to attract tenants and assure tenants that there's going to be a viable town center component in the Americana Bayside RPC, there was a big push from proposed commercial tenants to be out on 54, of course, where they had the road frontage and the visibility. And as we've been trying to attract tenants to occupy space in the town center, there's been some concern that being not visible from 54, they wanted some other assurance that attention would be drawn to their businesses. So the picture that I've handed out right now, I wanted to point out a couple things with regard to our variance request. Probably the biggest reason that you're unable to have a clear view of any commercial uses in the town center is because as you enter Americana Parkway, if you'll notice to the left of the road as you're heading in, there's a large group of mature trees. And also on the right side, there's a large group of mature trees. And those trees are in a conservation easement so that they will always be remaining there. So that vegetation is perpetual and will always serve to screen the uses in the town center for all the traffic, except obviously when you're right in the intersection. So if you were heading westbound on 54, you wouldn't be able to see what was back in town center until you were in the intersection. And likewise, if you were coming east on 54, you would see the forested area until you were right in the intersection. The other two things I'd like to point out about the first picture, the landscape feature on the left is approximately 25 feet in height also, and was what we asked for with regard to the sign height and is the maximum allowed. And then the other thing I'd like to point out is the existing brick, wood, and signage features. In the next pictures I'm going to hand out, we've attempted to match that with our computer-generated exhibit, but that is the quality of the signage and the base that we're seeking to provide. Is if you are heading westbound on 54 and you are almost to the intersection of 54 and Americana Parkway, we've taken a digital photo and inserted a computer rendering of the proposed V-shaped sign. And Just to refresh what was in the application, the maximum height would be 25 feet. The actual sign area, which is the green area on the exhibit, is approximately 240 square feet. And if you were to reference back to the site plan that we submitted with the application, these each one of these pieces of the sign are approximately 45 degrees from perpendicular. And that was done so that the people coming down Route 20, there'd be a fairly significant traffic flow on the 54 from Route 20, so that then if they're stopped at the stoplight in order to go left toward the beach, they would be able to read the sign. And again, just to the far left of this photo, you'll see the woodwork and the color scheme that we're trying to match with our proposed sign. And then finally, the last photo is simply you coming the other way. If you were coming easterly on Route 54, you would pass Sound United Methodist Church. You would pass the existing Americana Bayside Sales and Design Center. There's a small natural area there where the ditch and the vegetation comes up nearly to the road. And then there's a stormwater pond there, which is part of the Del Dot Road improvement. And basically, this just gives you a view of the sign as you're headed east, as opposed to the last sign, which gave you a view headed west. We've tried to keep the sign, obviously, in character and in size with the existing landscape features out front. Just to sort of rehash quickly some of the things in the letter, we do not believe the adjoining properties are adversely affected by the proposed variance. We're trying to do something nice. The properties across Route 54 to the north on both immediate sides of the Route 54 intersection are part of the RPC. There is an Uncle Willie's or a British Petroleum just to the east of that, which is a separate parcel. But right on the intersection, they're all controlled as part of the RPC. On the westerly portion of the property, we adjoin, as I mentioned, Sound United Methodist Church. We will be over 600 feet from their property line. The requirement is 300 feet. And there is in accordance with our RPC site plan approval, we have a 30-foot forested buffer between the church and our any building that we do. Again, we're trying to maintain a high-end look with the use of the brick, the stone, the natural wood, trying not to do just a metal beam and box that you might see on typical commercial development. I think item 5 in my letter gets to one of our main points. CMF Bayside has invested a significant amount of capital and investment in developing a town center. We have several uses in the town center that that are considering, things such as there's at least 3 restaurants that are being considered right now, a casual Italian, steakhouse, and a seafood restaurant, ice cream parlor, hardware store. We hope to put a theater in the town center with the Josh Freeman Foundation. And then a couple other uses that we know will go in there will be some of the sales center for the realtors working on both first order sales and resales. And then there will be a fitness center in there that is primarily for the use of the residents. But it will be, right now it's planned for approximately 20,000 square feet. So there's a lot going on in the town center, and we feel it's very important, particularly for the businesses that would need to draw, the restaurants in particular, that would need to draw people in from 54. We need something substantial to let them know where these restaurants are. As I mentioned, or should have mentioned, talking about the first picture, the town center is approximately 1,500 feet south of Route 54. It's located on the southerly side of the forested conservation area that I did mention. And again, I would point out that the limited visibility exists except when you are directly in the intersection of Route 20 and Route 54. The other thing that that we've run into is that the size and scope of Americana Bayside, we were one of the first large RPCs, and I feel like sometimes we're up here kind of blazing the path because some of what was in the zoning code for RPCs maybe wasn't thinking that it was going to be, you know, 1,700 people or 170,000 square feet of commercial. And with 170,000 square feet, we need a, you know, something a little closer to what's in C1 than what's allowed in the B1.
Right.
And then just for your information or to refresh your memories, right now we have approximately 75,000 square feet approved out front on this Harris Teeter parcel where the store is under construction now. And there's between 80 and 90,000 square feet on the approved site plans for Town Center. So those will be the two main commercial areas, and there may be some incidental commercial with what is left that will be down basically uses within the community. And then finally, if we are able to achieve this variance, we also just want to maintain the right to have the allowable wall signage or marquee signage for the B1 uses within Town Center, such that if this sign on 54 is successful in drawing the traffic into Town Center, that once the non-resident population is in Town Center, they'll be able to look at the various buildings and identify the restaurants and the hardware store and et cetera. Doug, do you have anything?
No.
And gentlemen, that's what we'd like to do. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
So you made it unique. Instead of asking for two ground signs, you took it and connected it and made it into a 45, connected into one sign, and then asked for the variances on that.
Yes, sir. Basically, I'm sorry, Doug, if you want to answer.
Correct, again, just in order to, because that, the way that Route 20 traffic comes down to try to angle it, so it would...
Instead of having it down that way, you work together so you can get out 20 and look at it.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
We basically went in and met with Mr. Lank and said, this is what we like to do, this is what we really think would work, and he said, okay, here, if you want to do this, you'll need a variance, and here are the sections you need a variance from.
Right.
So that's... And I do have an aerial, if anyone would like to see the aerial view showing the forest, but it basically just is a top picture of what you see in the photo.
Just to see that.
How many tenants, commercial tenants, are you planning to have there?
In Town Center?
Or what that will be represented on the sign?
Right now, the Harris Teeter, which is out front, is being built and will be open later in the fall. There's also out front there a bank pad, which will be a Mercantile or PNC, I guess, with the merger.
And I see Harris Teeter advertised on this sign, so I'm assuming the bank would be advertised also.
On one of the smaller panels, that's correct.
Yes, sir.
Harris Teeter, there is future growth there. I don't recall the exact square footage of retail.
They have 48,000 square feet under construction right now, and they have about another 18,000 square feet under option if their sales proceed the way they like.
They're the anchor.
I guess my main objective is
how many panels on the
sign. Question is, you're asking for what, 90 more square feet than the allowable.
And then inside Town Center, right now our plans are anywhere around 9 or more commercial uses inside Town Center. And we're working through just talking with people, like we said.
So is that the reason based on that that you're asking for 90 square feet more than allowable?
It is. We feel that in order, not only just the number that could be there, because that certainly could change based on the type of square footage that each might want to take, but also to make sure that it was legible from the different directions as you traveling through that intersection.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone?
anyone in here in opposition to this application?
Am I allowed to ask a question?
I'm sorry?
Sure. Am I allowed to ask a question?
If I swear you in,
sure,
you are.
Sure, if you're going to be sworn in, sir.
You swear me in?
Yes, sir.
It's a real simple question.
Yeah, it's a real
sorry,
simple
sir,
process.
But
it's a process.
So is the swearing. It's real simple. Watch. Okay.
Been there before.
Okay. Place your hand there.
Yes, sir.
State your full name and address.
First name, Paul Leclerc, P.O. Box 265, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge, sir?
Well, I certainly hope so.
Good.
Thank you.
I just referenced the square footage and height and what have you. Just curious as to what type of density lighting you intend to use. Is it going to be high, low, medium?
On the signs themselves.
Correct.
The other kind of lighting that we have there could be some low landscape lighting along the base of the sign, and then perhaps some backlighting within the sign.
So it won't be in your face type of thing, but warm and inviting?
Exactly. I mean, just you know, enough so during the nighttime that you can see there, but not, you know, neon kind of anything too often.
No harsh glares, white light, what have you.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah, to answer your question, sir, the inspector would be back there with bells on if you did that. You obstructed traffic of any, you know, the same way Route 1 anyway, 24, any.
That is, as you mentioned, that's also a requirement of the DLDOT sign.
That's correct.
Permit.
Right.
Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 9853, as I don't believe it's out of character with the rest of the development, and I don't think it will alter the central character of the adjoining properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 9853. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? And carried. Case is approved, sir.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.